trouble, Lord, keeps me satisfied. I don't mind the trouble, Bill, keeps me on my toes.
That's what I love about you, Bill.
Love is trouble, Lord. Come on down to the show and get yourself a drink. Lead me to the music and I'll lead you to your feet. Oh, trouble, oh, trouble on my mind. Oh, trouble. Love is trouble, bone.
Trouble by Ryan James, this week's guest on the podcast. Hit it, Rick.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR in Reno, Nevada. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I am your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. And joining me today are my co-host, Cadillac Kim, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick in the back, and we got GLM players telling us about a play about a dick, and we also have Ryan James.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Welcome to the podcast.
Ooh, yay.
What the fuck?
Oh, wow.
That was
pretty
hard.
Great.
That was awesome.
Why is that hard? It's the same thing you always say.
I have to be honest with our listening audience. I just smoked a bunch of weed.
Sorry about that, Nick.
And yeah. It was a lot harder, and I'm not going to hide it.
Which is.
That's the truth. That's what happened. And I was planning on Rory being here, but he's running late, so we decided to get this.
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
That's true.
Every week, that's Nick true. Smokes weed, and Rory's late, but this week he fucked it up.
I took my shoes off, and I can still only smell weed.
Jeez, how high are you?
Pretty high, little girl.
Puff give Uncle Nick.
I know Puff give, but you're too young. And when you get high, I'll probably be like, Rico, I can't get high with you. I don't get high anymore.
You're saying the ever. Conversations continue to get distracted.
Yeah.
Anyway, Roy should be joining us soon, folks, so yes. We're going to try to get by here. With
stuck in traffic or something.
Daddy duty calls.
Daddy oh, duty daddy calls. Duty.
Yeah, we daddy got, duty.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Right. Some duty.
Good segue.
Yeah.
Let's just duty. Get right into the dick part of it.
Let's dick. Find out who
Let's
we
meet
have.
Ryan James. Yeah. How are you?
Hi. I'm still here. Yeah.
That was
nice
awesome,
to meet
man.
You.
Okay, Ryan so. James.
Yes. Yes,
dude,
that's
you
me.
were around and doing stuff and had an album and everything was great, and then I didn't see you forever, and then suddenly you're here again.
Yeah, it's called...
Were you always here and just hiding somewhere?
It's called Children.
Oh my god, yeah. you reproduced?
I did.
Fuck.
I made two. Well, I made one and then my wife made one and then we found each other after we had made poor choices.
Oh, you had help making yours, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, you know, so. I mean, I guess beer helped. But it was kind of we'll say it was unplanned. I don't know. I don't feel like a gangster, but I have children in another state. Let's just No, my son, and then she's got her son, and we came together and said, hey, this makes more sense to have, you know, both of
kind
us
like
do
this. Kind of like a small-time Brady Bunch deal.
Right. Yeah, it made some
brothers.
Yeah,
well, we have four people.
One-third of Brady Bunch.
We have four people in our family and four different last names. So
That's
super
awesome.
Super modern
That's gangster
family.
As fuck.
But yeah, oh yeah. No, yeah. It's good. No, but they're amazing and supportive and loving, and I just got to the point where my wife said, yeah, you recorded some of this album like fucking 8 years ago, so it's time to get back out there and go do stuff. The kids can, you know, feed themselves and clothe themselves now. Go do something.
They have jobs too?
They have jobs?
Yeah, you know, on the property. I have a homestead, so I make them feed the chickens and shit. That's their job. Yeah. You know, other than that, school.
Plow and whatnot.
Yeah, plow.
Plow.
You know, I have a wind
and whatnot.
The whole thing.
Having chickens and stuff. What's your opinion on that chicken next door?
That's a pretty weak rooster. I guess.
It's a half-assed fucking rooster.
That weak rooster is
It's a half-assed cock.
It's a very small dick rooster.
Rick, you got to have a talk with your neighbor about his rooster. It's kind of a bitch.
I've seen longer cocks.
Yeah, I bet you have, Rick.
And his timing's all out of whack.
I don't think Kevin next door is a listener, so
okay.
He won't hear you talking shit about
you know,
chickens.
My favorite part about all these dick jokes already is that no one really knows why we're all of a sudden so much focused on dicks, but
we're gonna
find out.
Oh,
yeah. It's 1999 now, buddy.
Dicks, because I love dick.
Right.
We are always talking about dicks.
Oh, yeah. Dicks, okay. Like,
I was
going
to say.
No, it's always like, how did we get to talking about dicks again?
Oh, shit.
I went to Rick.
Dick.
So this is the perfect podcast to promote something about dicks.
I went to Carl's this weekend.
Oh, what was it? Was there any crazy, like,
did they lock you
dudes
in and
flipping around their dicks at you
no,
and stuff? Because
so
that's what happens to me.
It was very sad. It was
poor
very
Rick.
Sad,
like,
old gay men, and
was
it was
there,
not fun. But I thought of
you. Was polyurethane on the pool table and whatnot?
Right. Because you remember the story.
Oh,
they
yeah.
didn't have a cover on the pool table, right? Don't touch
nightmare.
That cover.
Okay, good to know.
It's had a lot of things have happened on
I haven't
cover.
Been there. Tell me about this.
Ooh. I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
It's a gross game.
We covered it on a previous podcast. Yeah. Maybe Rick could pull that up later.
I forget which episode. Well, we talked about it more than once either.
Because I consider myself to be a very seasoned fruit fly, so I'm a little
upset
that I haven't been to Carl's.
The best thing about Carl's is that it's next to Jim Boy's.
Oh, God. That is a marriage made
Jim Boy's, Jim
so
Boy's
like,
is
so
less
like
greasy
farts
than Carl's.
And disco, basically.
Now that I have children, I'm not allowed to eat Jim Boy's anymore.
Why?
Because you're only allowed to eat that at like, you know, 3 a.m. when
wasted.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's fair.
Dude, but Carl's right next to there, dude. You could do a bunch of coke and get hella drunk and then go get Jim Boy's tacos
and
dry up
and then
a little
go
bit.
Back to the bar.
Save a little bump for the morning.
God damn it, I'm not gonna get used to that.
I'm sorry. Oh, the little girl voice, right.
Yeah. That's
was that Riku saying that?
Yeah, it's
Riku. I don't
Riku.
What the fuck,
have you met you've
Rory?
Met, so you've met
Save
Rory?
A little bump for the morning?
Hi. Yeah, okay, but listen, this is the thing. This is the one time where he's not here. And we can be fucking for real.
Okay.
Let's
hear
open
it.
Up, you guys.
Like, I'm gonna set the form. Like, it's time. Okay. Let's start off by saying, and Kim can back me up, all of you in this room. You guys know more than I do, but
oh, God.
I like the audience doesn't even know who this is.
I was
going to
say, no, let's introduce you.
Oh, let's actually hit all the voices.
They don't know
this
voice. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Okay, hi. Sorry.
Frequent.
Introduce yourself, asshole.
Yeah. Before you tell a story, let's see. Who are you?
Hello. My name is Ashley, and this is my 6th or 7th time on the podcast.
All of our listeners recognize Ashley.
Ashley.
From TLM.
Yay!
But only if you're a seasoned nerd, because most people don't like the theater episodes, but that's okay.
They do so, and there's always music on the theater episodes.
That's true. That's
so
true,
it's not ever just a theater episode.
That's true. So, anyway. I love Riku so much, but Rory, what Satanist child? I've seen Hereditary. Okay, let's just start. Let's just start with that. Has anybody in this room seen Hereditary?
I have heard things, but
okay.
Don't give it away.
I'm not going to. But I love that child so much, and I love Rory so much, but he's creating like a little Rosemary's Baby. The legs just
She was first, I was there when she was first born. She came out of the womb screaming.
We have recordings of it. It's gnarly.
Screaming. It's the
not
word,
the womb,
like,
but
she
never
stopped. Your eyes just like really got sad.
And it sounds like I'm pegging on it, but I'm not, because I'm, you know, I'm all big fan of the occult and all things
just so you know,
right? And a Riku, like, and a Rory.
Riku's a Christian.
Yeah. I take her to church every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So we're trying. So drive back the demons.
Yeah, I get it.
I remember the first time I met you, I was absolutely stunned that you were religious.
Yeah. And so
I was like, what? When they said, "Oh, well, he's," I was like,
same.
"What? Really?"
Same.
But it's a weird. But what I believe is not what most Christians believe, and I just try to ignore that when I'm with other Christians, so we don't have to go over the parts that we don't agree.
All I saw is the death metal and the goatee. You know, like I was just like, you don't look like what I. There's me stereotyping. Yeah.
Right. Well, and then some people are like, I can't believe he's gay. And then some people are like, oh, I can't believe he's Christian.
I didn't know that.
I couldn't believe you were Republican.
And then for a while, I was super conservative. And then it was just,
alcoholic.
I mean, you know what they say.
All these things that people tell you about right away when you meet them, Rick doesn't like in your face about all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised that you didn't ride a skateboard. I was like, Rick shreds, you can tell.
I wish.
Yeah, right?
The best thing about skate park is skaters.
Right? He does. He's a skater. He does. Like, you look like this super rad dude from the 90s with, like, you know, the punk rock.
And
the socks are like, this dude can fucking 360 flip kick all over this fucking.
Surprise, there's not a missing patch in his goatee because, of, you know, from, like, hitting the ground and scraping his face.
He's so hardcore that he loves cock and he's not afraid to tell anybody. That's how punk rock he is.
I actually didn't know you were gay until just now.
Oh,
are you fucking serious?
No. I didn't know that. Now it's
Ryan,
now
how
it's
did you a, miss it, my it, gayness?
I have terrible fucking.
That was anus with a G. You say it right,
dude. I worked with a guy. One of my coworkers, my good friends at work. I worked with him for fucking 4 years before we were in a bar, and he's like, "Oh yeah, Josh's boyfriend." I was like, "Wait, what? His boyfriend?" Like, "Yeah, he's gay." I was like, "I didn't fucking know that." He's like, "How did you not know that?" I don't know.
It's just a lack of gaydar.
I feel like if you're not trying to sleep with a gay person, you probably.
Well, I mean,
don't
I'm always trying to sleep with gay people, but I still can't ever figure it out.
I don't know.
Yeah, but also I think too that's pretty rad that you don't notice that
exactly.
Yeah. Like that's actually like, speaks a lot to your character. That's like, oh, actually,
he's a talkative guy and he's very charismatic. I'm like,
his house is clean. He listens to The Cure all the time. He's a normal person.
Not trying to have
you guys. We'd all fuck him.
No,
come on, we'd all do it.
What's up with this wooden cock bottle opener thing here, though?
Hey, that was Michelle, not me.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't like, I really want a fucking bottle opener.
Oh, it was a gift.
Yeah, she came back from Greece, and her first thing was like, here, I got you this in Greece. And did you know there's a lot of dicks in Greece?
Really? Other than that, I don't...
Oh, with olive oil?
I don't see a lot of gay stuff.
It's a great
dick.
A lot. But if you looked at my porn collection, it's all dudes.
That's cool.
So
I don't want to.
Yeah, oh, and I got my favorite Riku sample.
America's favorite faggot.
Oh boy.
That's me. If you're on the podcast for like 5 minutes, you know Rick is...
How old is that's a kid, right?
Yeah,
and she's 11 now.
Yeah, we just went over this about how she's Satan's helper.
I'm like,
but he doesn't know how old she is.
God, I'm joking.
A lot of this stuff she didn't really say that Rick just sewed together.
She said the word faggot.
She was
under hypnosis.
But ages ago, we had her say, so that she actually said, and when I told her to say that, she was like, Uncle Rick, I won't say that.
Oh, that's good.
She's like, and I was like, please, it's for me, Riku. I had to beg her to say it, and then she finally said it. But back in the day, we had her say when she was a little kid, we had her say
faggot,
and I didn't, and I had her say Bob Saget, and I had her say fun, and I just stuck the F on Saget so that
really,
that's good.
You know, I don't know what's more offensive though, that or Saget.
Right, really. He's so hardcore. And then there's a
dirty cocksucker.
Oh, Jesus.
She never said that either. It was
really?
Rock sucker and dirty car.
I've always wanted
a
daughter.
Are you being serious? Are you being for real?
No, really. Rock
that's
sucker
the,
and dirty
that's
car.
That's the magic of
Rick
editing
is that
and producing.
And then
a wizard.
If you bring up the C sound, it's
dirty cocksucker.
It makes it more cocksucker. Like, it really. It's amazing when you
so
just
then I
to
take
see.
Back everything I said, Rory and yeah. Riku. Please don't hate me after you hear this episode. Of
the last 2 years, we've been making her say real bad words.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She's old enough
she's finally
now.
Old enough
I definitely
to
know I'm not sharing this with my parents now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I thought, I was like,
I never intended to.
Rick, could you do us a favor and just edit all the cuss words out of this one for me?
Yeah. Actually, if I do have to warn everybody, let everyone know ahead of time, I do have Tourette's syndrome. So you might need to edit out some noises or some things here and there. But I don't say swear words.
We accept people for what they are here.
Dude, we want the whole Ryan James. Yeah. Not just the part of you. That
I've already gone off mic a couple times to do a little...
No, keep them.
Yeah, keep them.
We're very accepting
podcast. The one
podcast.
My wife hates the most is... Because I did that one time in the car when we were driving, and you know, you can't, when you do that snorting sound, you can't control everything that's in your nostril.
Oh no!
And she's driving, I got a snot rocket, you know, just right into her face.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
And she's just like, "What the fuck you just do?" And then
into her face.
Oh baby, it's just like, a Tourette's.
I was like, baby, it's her. And then she crashed and the children died and it was terrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
It's a good story.
Well, that got dark.
Yeah, no, I know.
Solid, Rick.
At least it's a good story as to.
No, seriously, she puts up with that. And
yeah. Well, she hates when I go to bed because it's worse when it's like, it's when I'm stressed, it's the worst. Mm. And it's stressful to get into a bed in a quiet room when you have Tourette's because the person next to you is sleeping. And I'm like trying to not make noise and I'm bouncing around like,
yeah.
And, you know, and she's like, shut the fuck up.
I would think that would be really cool, like sleeping next to a bunch of like, what are not Wookiees, what are the little teddy bears?
Raccoons.
Oh, sounds like something from Stranger Things.
Well, she used to love it. When we first got married, she's like, it's so cute. And then like now we're, you know, what, we're 6 years. I don't remember where we are, baby. Just, I'm sorry. It's 6 years, I think. And now she's like, fucking hate. I hate that. I hate it. She used to love it. Now she hates it.
Wookiee love.
Yeah, it's Wookiee love. Yeah. Yeah.
Right on. Well, if you disappeared from her life, she would miss it, I bet.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm sure she'd miss you very much. Even your noises your snot rocket.
Yeah. Totally.
She won't miss snot rocket. Dude, if somebody stays with you after that, they're fucking, that's really low.
That's hardcore, man.
It's got to be like, although,
it's beautiful, man.
I've done terrible things in people's faces and they still stay with me.
Rick,
don't
be gross, Rick.
Come back for more.
Did we actually introduce all the people?
We got distracted.
Yeah, and Ashley's intro was a little bit intense.
Yeah, I had a question.
Like, it was dramatic, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess that works for theater.
And this is...
I'm Amanda Alvey.
Amanda!
And nobody else fucking is.
That's right.
Yeah, truth.
And then nobody else is here, right?
Oh, no, we got
Dave's next to you.
We got another Dick in the back. Dick Richards.
He's right behind me, you guys.
Dave Richards. Dave Dicks.
Dave Richards.
Legendarily low.
The Mystery Hour with Dick Richards.
Legendarily low quiz score guy.
Dave Dick Richards.
Actually, since we got so much dick flowing around, I wanted to, I was actually told of a dick term this week that Ashley, you're going to have to help me here because I forgot it, but I know ATAC's really
schwaffling.
Schwaffling. I'm schwaffling right now.
What does that mean?
Which means when you smack your dick against something repeatedly.
The Dutch are the only one that have the specific word.
His neck is really red now. And
it's a Dutch word.
It's
schwaffling.
A Dutch schwaffling.
Rick probably likes that.
And it's right. And it's not person. It's thing.
Yeah, schwaffling.
On a thing.
I schwaffle.
It's not self. It's not
anything.
Please do it alone.
Schwaffling.
It's a breakfast.
I think
the fridge.
Dave might have brought up a drum.
Like a bookcase.
So it's like multitasking.
Like your dick
because you're swaffling, but you're also playing. Yeah, you know.
So, oh, gotcha.
Is that a thing? Like, do you guys like actually like hammer your dicks across stuff for like no reason? Like, it just the Dutch?
If I had a dick, I would hammer it across.
Yeah.
I
no,
would,
and if you,
I would
that's what you think.
Okay, and all the men in the room. How many of us have had an erection and needed to go grab a towel or a t-shirt and used it as a coat rack?
Of course.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right?
Of course.
Yeah. Who hasn't done that?
I don't see any fucking hands.
I think
hands.
It was too hard.
No, every other night.
It works best with the washcloth.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry, Mikey.
I like the sock.
Hey, you know? You guys, I'm super high and super truthful today.
Oddly enough, I have seen Rory's dick in a sock.
Whoa. What's in a sock?
To
that
be
dark.
Fair, it was on Facebook.
What, like a baby sock?
He posted right...
Sock puppet.
Very
theater.
Shortly Rory's after we met, he posted a picture on Facebook from
Rory's
college.
Penis isn't small.
How do you know?
Not, it's,
how do you know, right?
Because I've held Rory's erect penis in my hand. Oh my God.
That's why the
nobody
sock
told me
the
what
sale.
I was getting booked for today.
Man,
sorry. Oh, Ryan,
I hadn't.
Later, I'll give you. Sorry, I'll give you the music tracks, and you can show those to your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you think we'll this was nice going to be a good time?
This is the dick episode.
Sorry, every episode
it's
of the
a
show.
Podcast about a dick.
Well, yeah. Hey, the name I'm makes a lot more down. Sense now.
Yeah.
Podcast about a dick.
But want to play a second track on your live Worst Little
good
Podcast
segue,
album?
Maybe. I guess I could play another song. I was told I'd be
That'd be good.
That.
And then we'll talk about the play.
I was told I would be the only dick.
I was told I would be playing songs. It's mic'd. I don't have a jet and I'm looking for
You
cable.
Don't need
like,
to stick nothing nowhere.
There's
just
no
like,
cable coming out.
How many times have you heard that, Rick?
Yeah.
How many times?
It's gonna travel through the air into the microphone.
You know, it's been a while since I got laid. Maybe I just need to get laid.
Can you play it with
your... Let's go party after this, Rick.
Well, since we're being
Carl's.
I haven't been to Carl's in a while.
Since we're into that weird mood, I'll play you a funny song. I'll play you a silly song.
This
is actually on the album. Have a show on Friday, 13th. Friday the 13th. Yeah. Mm. It's a good gimmick for promoting. It's my album release, and most of these songs are off of my new album, Before Your Last Stand. And most of them are real serious, but this one is decidedly not. And I bought some albums for everybody. So, this song is a little more silly than the rest. It's kind of, I guess it could be considered a love song for my ex-girlfriend. She was a bitch and I a clingy asshole. That's the way we live, right up until we die. So I thought I might as well run my car into a tree on a freeway. Let the fire take some nature with me if I'm gonna die anyway. Hey. And this hair of mine seems to have jumped ship, committed suicide. Or else has commitment issues, well, so do I. Wish I could be thinner like some supermodel actor guy. But let's get real here, I know I'm not gonna try. Instead, I'll have seconds of that cheese and apple pie. Cause my love, I like food too much and well, exercise sucks. This life in me goes sweet as salt in the sea. Honestly, both unnecessary, and you've grown on me like fungus on a tree. Tell you the truth, that was kind of you. Oh. Do 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 do. Sometimes I sing pretty, but I rather sing poor, cause that's the way to do it when you're drunk on the floor. While I'm the subject, I should probably drink a little less. So send down that whiskey bottle, it's toast to this past. Cause this life in me could never settle on a way to be tragically a destiny. Like my cars will I crash three, like my loves everyone taken by another. And I have come to expect nothing more from life than its cruel intent. This life in me goes sweet as salt in the sea. Honestly, both are necessary, and you've grown on me like fungus on a tree. Tell the truth, that was kind of you. Do 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 do.
Yeah!
That was the sweetest,
awesome,
sweetest love song I've
just
ever heard.
Just what we needed.
Yeah, I thought it fit your mood.
It was very rude, dude.
You definitely played to your audience there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, man. So you have a show.
I have one of those, yes.
Yes.
Friday the 13th.
Who are you with again?
Oh, man. I am definitely not worthy of this lineup. I paid them all, so that helps. But they're good friends. Got the Grim Tones back of me. Who
nice.
Are
nice.
Friends of this show,
yeah,
I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Greens.
And, Jake Houston is opening up along with the Grim Tones.
Oh, fuck.
And then my band. Oh, Jesus. We had our first practice on Saturday, and it's just, I just wanted to leave the room and let them play. It's like I said, the Grim Tones are backing me up. Carter and Michelle, Michelle's got to be the best guitar player in our area.
Mm. Yeah, Nick is also a grim tone, but he's not in. Right.
No, Nick, Nick's playing his set, but not on mine, because I have Zach Turan from The Novelist as my bass player, who's unbelievable, probably the best bass player in the area. And then I've got Chris Sexton from the Sextones on keys, and then... You know, just all this talent. And I got a guy on banjo that's phenomenal. He's in the Monique J band, Joe Martini. And, you know, a new fiddle player just moved into town. I mean, there's at one point we got 9 people on stage doing folk songs. And when you have, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I got to wear overalls to the show and like, grow my nipple hair out and just, you know, put it on. It's fucking.
I know you got a standard issue pair you guys, of overalls when you have a homestead.
Dudes grow their nipple hairs out?
I feel like that's a standard Sunday for Rory.
You guys.
I could braid mine after like. Couple
so
months.
You feel the need to
do you shave them?
Oh, I
them?
Ditch
them.
Yeah,
do
I have to.
You shave them or do you pluck? Or?
Dude, no, I ditch mine and then I look like a fucking 8-year-old boy and I'm like, fuck it, I like the nipple hair.
Dude, no, I don't even got nipple
look more
hair.
Masculine.
If you let it go, it gets out of hand sometimes.
Yeah.
You know when you see older men like they've got like ear hair like sticking out.
Oh
like,
God, I'm getting
like,
that.
Why don't they take care of that? Imagine like your chest, everywhere in your body, it starts getting out of hand, and
like,
you got to just like
curly
trim
beard.
The hedges a little bit.
It changes because my I don't grow a beard well, and like I used to not get the ear hair, but now my ear hair grows as fast as my facial hair. Yep. So I know I have to trim my ear hair along with my facial.
Yes.
Hair. So it's like if I got a beard, I know that I've got like you know.
Thank you for.
Noticing. Flowering golden wheat coming
that's
out of
my
hair.
That's what I hear.
Oh my God.
Looks like earrings.
I know a lot of cute dudes and they fucking. And they'll have just like all this ear hair and I'm like, what the fuck? Why does someone in your life tell them?
Whenever I get a haircut, the lady always cuts my ear hair. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Now, no. When you're younger,
I didn't think she'd
ask,
notice.
When you're younger, they ask, and when you're older, they just do it without asking. Does she do it without asking?
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't say, hey, do you mind if I cut your ear hair? She says, oh, so how's your day going? This is straight for the ear hair.
My wife hates cut hair, so she doesn't want to be anywhere near me when I got the shaver out. Cause she's like, it just gets fucking everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I don't want that near me.
Yeah,
I like elbow hair.
Shaved hair is gross.
Oh, elbow.
Oh, God, Dave.
You should talk more. Your voice is hot.
I beat it.
Oh, you beat it.
Seen
speaking
it.
About dicks.
Yeah.
It's got beads, too, but...
We what have some lovely fuck? People here from Good Look Macbeth to talk to us about a play about a dick.
Hi, yeah, thanks.
Amanda's
Hi.
The director.
Dick. I am. I am the director. Dick. It is the play about a dick by Aaron Wilton, who's from the Bay Area.
You know,
is that right?
Do you give everything away in the title a lot? Like, that's like...
Not at all.
You know what's funny is like everybody always asks, so what is it about? And I always, my response lately has been, it's exactly what you think it means and not at the same time. Because
okay.
It is. It is the play about a dick, but there's a lot of meaning behind that.
Yeah.
So.
Is it a man named Dick or is it an actual dick?
Oh, Rick.
No, there's some very unique names in the show, but there's no one actually named Dick.
But we're all dicks.
A person who is a dick.
If I went there,
or people who are dicks.
I would be the only dick in the room.
Close
No. Like every person in the cast is a dick.
Yeah, it's kind of about how we're all dicks to each other, but then it's also actually about a dick too.
About someone's dick.
Man. So
couple dicks.
That's why. Yeah, that's why I say
there's
like
several
it's,
dicks.
It's exactly what you think.
We got at least a dozen.
Is there anybody in a dick costume though? Is it just?
No, I tried. But Ashley said no.
I'm just kidding.
It's like reading Ruffles.
She's always trying to keep things classy over there.
Right?
Good Look Macbeth, and then the rest of us assholes are trying to ruin it.
I don't think GLM has ever been referred to as classy.
I would say that like, very much lately it has been
classical.
Classy.
Like we're owning
very
it.
Classy.
We're growing up a little bit. We're kind of like, oh shit, we pay our bills. Okay. But legitimately, like I don't like we're just kind of we try to just. I kind of think of us as a ragtag group of kids who were just like, let's fucking make shit.
Like in the old Andy Hardy and what's her name movies. Like
Mickey Rooney.
And who was he always with? Judy Garland.
Mm-hmm.
The odd thing about what you
let's
just
have a
said
show and
is
earn
that
money.
They didn't have a lot of dick.
Is that the rest
of
the community does view you guys differently. They do view Good Luck Macbeth as like a classy operation and
fuck
stuff.
Yeah.
And so like,
I think
what
we
are
very
respected
there.
And like,
it's just the
thank
name.
You, thank
we're
you,
we're getting
thank
our
you.
Stuff together.
I think we're just so used to being like, nah, we're not like anybody else.
Yeah, like
we
got this. We've got this great new
and
space.
We make it awesome.
We're almost fully erect.
I have not been flaccid since 2016, so I'm gonna need to get out of my face.
That's when Ashley met me. No, we've got a great space at 124 West Taylor. Taylor Street, and mm-hmm. so like I think the space alone just kind of makes us feel like grown ups. And we're kind of like, cool.
It's a beautiful building.
Yeah. West Taylor is
so awesome. There. Bathrooms, kitchen. I like
it's gorgeous. Yeah,
I think this play pokes you in all the right places.
At the same time, we also still really love to just challenge people and do something kind of different. And off the cuff, like it's fun to do the standards that people love, but it's also fun to do something that nobody's ever heard of. And I think Play About a Dick is like a massive element to that.
So where did the dick guy live when he wrote this?
Oh, so you have to hear this beautiful saga by Amanda Alvey.
What saga?
We're gonna like pass that.
We're gonna do like a film noir.
Where does the play about a dick come from?
It's a short play with no intermission.
It comes from a man named Aaron. Aaron is this fantastic actor who has worked on a couple different scripts, and kind of this was the one that really, you know, came to fruition for him, and he had a couple of staged readings. And actually, the cool thing about this is our assistant artistic director, Bill Ware, was actually designing this actual show in Prague, and that's how he discovered it, and brought the script to us.
That
and
sounds
so we're
made up and really gay.
I know, right? It is.
It's like a fairy tale.
Pop up
I know.
He brought the dick to us.
But he brought the script to us, and we're the U.S. premiere, actually, of the show.
Fuck. So. Reno. That's fucking crazy. Nevada.
Right?
Yeah, I thought that was like a local show thing.
No, that's what's so cool about it is that we got handed this amazing piece and
and it came from Czechoslovakia or
No, the guy lives in Lafayette.
Yeah, he's like
and he lives in the
but
East
he
Bay.
Met him over there.
He got Lafayette, accepted California? Into the Prague. It was like a Prague theater festival.
And Bill just happened to be there.
And Bill was designing it at the theater, and then when you guys got to read the script, it's great.
Cool.
And so, luckily, he was like, "Yeah, do my show," and we were like, "We will."
I had a friend post that it was very good.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you. Do we already say Aaron's name? Aaron Wilton.
I said it a couple times.
Okay, makes you laugh and it makes you cry, which dicks can do.
Especially Dave. Okay.
I get the laughing too much, and then I cry.
Yeah,
that
I cry.
On the show
I just cry.
I cry a lot on the show. Yeah, for various reasons.
Is Rory just decided? He's like, I've tuned in and heard.
Is
he actually
Irish?
Came and saw the show, so it'd be great if he was here.
Like, he's the essential right now. He'd be able
he'd
to
ask
tie in what the.
About,
he would ask relevant questions, and he's just.
He
brought his mom.
I don't know, man.
You know, even though it's got a weird name, you know, I mean, a play about a dick, but I think it's a very deep, penetrating play.
Oh. Why is it every time he speaks, we all shut up like so
what
much?
What is it about a wobble, wobble, wobble?
I think it really affects you.
Oh, God.
Dave's going deep.
He's talking like that because he has
how long is the play running
right
for?
How long is the play?
The run of the show, we are performing through July 21st. July 21st, multiple shows, matinees, Wednesday shows. We've got an artist night on Wednesday for... any other like actors or performers who can't, you know, because normally you do shows Thursday through.
Yeah, I want to go on a Wednesday.
So yeah, we're doing an artist night on Wednesday.
Rory.
Rory.
The 18th.
Oh shit!
Speaking of dick.
Everybody sit up straight.
Oh God!
Disrupted the whole.
Okay, where's a good sample?
Hello, dick.
I really wanted the door to swing open right then.
Do you guys got any good plays about balls coming up?
Hi, I'm Rory, and
Young Frankenstein.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Young.
We are doing Young Frankenstein next.
Are
which
we
is
recording?
The Mel Brooks.
We are in the middle of the show, Rory.
Oh,
hi,
Rory.
Rory just sat down, you guys.
They're trying,
hi, Rory.
I'm putting they're on trying my ears. To plug their Lady Macbeths.
You've missed a lot of dick.
Lady Macbeths means something very different.
Good luck.
Yeah, we're sitting in the next room, so shh.
Yeah, I guess I won't give, like, you know, my review of the play from opening night or anything, you know.
Oh well, now you're
only been fucking waiting, Rory.
He's been waiting in the wings this whole night.
You might want to go through the playback.
I brought my mom.
No, no, no. Let him do it. Let him do it.
He did. He brought his mom.
You might
want to
go through the playback and listen
to
his
mom love.
Hey. Don't be a dick, man. Don't be a dick.
That's what we're talking about.
That's all that I can say. It's that your mom loved. I'm not going to say it.
My mom said repeatedly throughout the rest of the evening how much she liked dick.
She talked about dick a lot.
Right?
no, Okay, and I love going. My mom. Okay, so my mom gave me my first copy of like Shakespeare for young adults when I was in fifth or sixth grade or seventh. And she and my dad always fostered a love of theater for me and my sister, taking us to musicals, high school shows, and local repertory shows in St. Louis as long as I'm growing up. But it didn't really occur to me until I brought her, you know, to see a play of the theater that I'm involved with, and sitting next to her, it's like. It's like going to the movie with maybe friends of yours from a different neighborhood in the city. She's quite vocal as an audience member.
It was I'm like, not quite sure you're saying until the
end. Oh, hell no.
Okay.
All right. Growing up in the inner city in St. Louis, I went to the movies with a lot of people of color, and there's a different movie-going culture than a lot of white people are used to. You talk
this
back.
True. This is true.
You fucking talk
to
the movie
screen. Get that namaste button ready. No, bunch of black people down there, Rick.
No, going to theater with my mom, it's not unlike having gone to movies when I was a kid, and I didn't realize just how much she talks back quietly to the stage. And the whole time I'm thinking, Mom, there's other people listening around us. let them enjoy the show.
I didn't hear her if it makes a difference. Unless you
no, you guys it. Wouldn't have heard are her, but the five people around us would.
Are you saying your mom acts like black people? In movies?
Yeah, what are you
kind
saying?
Of? What you're saying?
Oh my
okay.
God.
Okay,
my mom talked back to the play a whole lot. It's well, she also like spent 40 years being a part of a very diverse culture, multicultural parish and education system in St. Louis, and very much was not acculturated towards what people would consider typical white culture. My mom is a woman of the world and quite a diverse lady.
She was very nice.
Anybody
she
else feel like the energy just got sucked out of
the room? Yeah, like I listened to two of these.
I just literally stopped and was like, I'm listening to Rory talk about his mom.
I sampled two of these podcasts before I came, and both times Rory started talking about race stuff, and I was like, Jesus Christ, man, that's going to go off the rails.
Yeah. No,
between Rick and the dick stuff and Rory and the racism stuff, it's tough to even say anything else.
Jumping into the other.
Rory is just doing Billy Crystal from 83 stand-up routine about going to see Poltergeist.
All right, Rory just left.
He
just left the
no,
room.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Oh, we're just joking.
He just walked downstairs.
Really?
No.
Did I?
No, he didn't.
He's
like, I'm leaving.
Okay. All right.
Well, he might
be getting coffee.
He might be, right. He probably wanted a beer.
He's probably smoking weed downstairs. All good. So, yeah. Should we get another song while we wait for Rory to come back?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I feel like, did I upset Rory? I hope not.
Well, at this point, there's no way to know.
Right. All right.
Sing it.
Is this the podcast that brings the whole empire
this is
down?
A silence.
Did I ruin everything by cracking a joke about energy?
The silence part of...
Alrighty. All right, cool. So, I guess... I'll do a little cover where I can just kind of sing really loud. Yeah. Guess there's extra points to anyone that can figure out what the song is.
I don't count because I already know.
Oh yeah, you do.
Living easy, living free. Season ticket on a one-way ride. Ain't got no reason, no, leave me be. Taking everything in my stride. Ain't got no reason, no, got no rhyme. There ain't nothing I'd rather do. Going down, no, part of time. My friends are gonna be there too. On the highway to hell. Oh no.
like a wheel. I'm gonna spin it. Nobody gonna mess me around. Hey, CD, pay my dues. Playing in a rockin' band. Hey, mama, look at me. I'm a way to the promised land. Yeah, yeah. On the highway to hell. On the highway to hell. Oh. Highway to hell. No, no, me and the devil walking side by side. You can burn my body down by the highway side so that me and my evil spirit catch a greyhound bus.
Played that one because I felt now I'm on the highway to hell because I think I got the host to leave.
Yeah. Okay, it's all right.
There you are. Right.
Oh, good.
Oh, Rick.
Ah, you know.
I don't know who was the dick, but somebody was a dick, and Rory.
You know,
I feel like I started the erection.
You know, I think it was me, but it's because my headphones don't work, so legitimately it got really quiet. So I was like, did we all stop talking? And that's why.
You didn't hear the dick rising.
You know, and really, like, do you? I mean, do we all remember when the Grimtones episode, first Grimtones episode ever, and somebody said something shitty to me, and I jumped out of the show?
You did.
I just stopped fucking talking. Well, I couldn't leave because it was my house, but I just stopped talking the rest of the show because I was
patio.
I was in a bad place. I was like, not have. It was a frustrating week, and yeah, and I just lost my
that's
shit.
That's live.
It's not funny anymore.
So yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's. Not every, you know.
Well, we were already mid show and kind of worked up, and Rory probably just.
Yeah, it's hard to come into the middle of something like that.
Yeah. sorry, Rory.
And we threw Rory out of the room. The audience should know that Rory was forced to sit outside of the main room because he was late.
Yeah.
This is the kind of show you
can't
do.
That's true.
An hour so
he's not used to not seeing everybody's faces to know like how serious things are.
You can't just come into a show like this.
Right. That's pretty brutal. Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Dude.
So many
we didn't mean to be dicks.
Yeah. I'm sure it's fine.
It was kind of the vibe we had this week.
I don't think anybody was trying to be seriously say you were doing something wrong.
Drinking doesn't
help
either.
What Ryan was saying is that we get a little edgy on the show and start talking about
race
sometimes.
I wasn't saying that what he was saying was racist, just that like that people that get into that type of humor, I'd be terrified to say anything with humor in that realm. And, like, you guys just, you go for it. Other than saying he's being, like, hopefully it wouldn't come off like me saying he's being racist. I was like, Jesus, man. You guys talk about some stuff. I'm like, fuck.
I would think listening to the show, you'd be mad at me for saying faggot because you didn't know I was gay.
We say, we do say the F word a lot.
Well, nowadays, you know.
Like,
nowadays.
The F word around here is not fuck, it's faggot.
I remember that being something that really jarred me the first few times that I was on this show because that's like, dude, you don't say that.
But it's hard when you've been called one your whole life to not just say those.
It's
those
like
words
taking the word back.
Yep. Right? No, I get it. I get it. And that
but
that
when
was
you don't
the thing,
know Rick's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, then like, it gets awkward. Oh, we know wrong? That Rick has given us permission. Really, Rory's the only one who takes him up on that. Me and Chewbacca, you don't
I'm
say
taking him up on it. I'm sitting behind him right now in a room by ourselves.
I hate anybody.
We live in a time of great, like, you know, like people awareness, are very sensitive about awareness. A lot of yeah. things. And like, you know, it makes sense. I mean, we want to support, you know, our minorities, whether it's gay or any
color,
but it's like one of those things where you're in this point in time where people can get on you for the smallest thing. So well, all of a sudden, it's like when old, you said, and I'm like, wow, you guys are just, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, you can just talk.
Yeah, them old racist jokes and stereotypes aren't funny.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We don't really tell racist jokes.
And I don't
jokes.
Go, haha, I go,
no. Fuck no.
I'm disappointed that you yeah. said that.
Dude, the last
that
time,
bums me out.
The last time I was with a friend and he just dropped the N-bomb like it was okay.
The what bomb?
The N-bomb.
Oh, okay.
I was with a friend and he just said N-bomb music in reference to music that, and I was like, and I just looked at him and I and this is the thing. When we're all white people alone and somebody says something like that, that's your moment to be like,
yes.
And I looked at him and I just said, you know that when you use that word, everybody immediately thinks you're a fucking moron, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just looked at me like, yeah, and I just want you to know that when you say that, the whole world judges you as being
you
a fucking dumb piece
credibility
of shit.
As a human being when right. you act yeah. like that. Yeah.
So just true. So you know. Go ahead and talk like that if you want, but that's what the whole world thinks of you.
Dear white people, stop saying shit like that.
Well, which is not which
you
is
can
not
say faggot all day long, but you shouldn't use that
but
fucking word.
Only to Rick.
Right. No, I'm totally
only
cool
only
with
to
that.
Rick, dude. Don't well, try that with your gay friends.
That fucking word used to
that
really
only
hurt.
Only works with Rick.
It used to really hurt when I was in high school.
Well, people still, if they're using it hurtfully, is one thing. But
that's, yeah.
Were you at high school?
It is context, totally.
I came out. I came out when I was 14.
Oh, yeah.
But
so
only to my friends, and this is high school in the 80s. So it was like 80 fucking.
That's why you're so fucking punk rock.
Yeah, because I came out early, and then after I came out, when I was super queenie in high school too, and I had like fucked up hair and like weird.
Yes, I can.
I was super queenie. It was
no,
so,
I just can't
yes.
picture Rick
it was bad.
No, he's so.
I was
butch,
like, don't say stuff to me like that. It was really bad. I'm like a girl and stuff. And like, so I was really, and then after I got out of high school, I started hanging out with really straight dudes because I think straight dudes are hot. And the next thing you know, I started talking like them. So
that's how you became so butch. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's because straight guys rub off on
different.
Me.
That's who you hang out with.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe the only safe place anymore nowadays is stand-up comedy, and I'm not even sure if it's
safe.
No,
it's not safe. Dangerous. Actually, that totally reminded me of Bill Burr, like that Bill Burr joke of how he's talking about how he loves watching sportscasters start to talk about, you know those black athletes on the court, they got the quick twitch muscle fiber. Like he just goes on about how like, oh yeah, that person's about to get fired. They just took themselves a hole, you know.
Right. Well, I think it's one of the safer places as far as comedy, as far as stand-up comedy, should be a safe place as far as politics or saying things that maybe you wouldn't say in public, but also making sure you're not saying it, like you said, hurtfully or, you know, in a shitty way, but still being able to have that freedom to make fun of us all, no matter who we are and what we are and what we believe and so on. So I would never want to see it go so far that we were, you know,
what
that
Nick
it was,
said.
That Nick. We couldn't say anything anymore because everything's become off the...
Totally,
you can't do it.
Totally
you
taboo. Totally terrible.
Well, I'm gonna make fun of. I'm gonna call Rick a faggot from now on. Like,
thank you. Thank you.
You can smell your own.
I call him my favorite faggot.
Favorite faggot.
Thank you.
America's
favorite.
He's not
faggot.
Just.
I might just call him AFF. So I don't get in trouble with other people around me. So what's up, AFF?
That's the way around it.
Then I'll say
that's hosted by Bob.
That's America's favorite faggot.
If you acronym everything, it just we're good.
Damn, Norwegian, that's what you got to say.
So let's, if Rory does listen to this episode, let's all say, I love you, Rory.
Oh, we
love
you, Rory. And let's just, I'm sure Rory was just having a bad day.
And we didn't mean nothing about your mom. We know your mom's not
and
racist. She's awesome.
And I wasn't trying to mess
I don't know
with
what exactly
Riku
was a problem,
devil. That was a joke.
Love you,
I'm sorry. You know I love that child.
Jokes
you know I love
that
you.
All the time.
Yeah.
His mom loved the show. She loved. She hung out.
His mom. I met her
it.
Last week. She's a very, very nice lady.
Really
you
cool lady.
The show. She was
a
doll.
You were here for the Christmas episode, huh?
I've never met her before.
I met her.
I went to Los Lobos downtown the other night, and afterwards, I walked to Rory's bar and had a drink while I was waiting for my ride. And his parents were there. Just Rory's parents and him and me, and that was about it.
Nice.
How many parents go to see their bartender child. That's awesome.
Yeah, Rory's parents are really cool.
That's, yeah.
Well, they were on the podcast last Christmas.
Yeah. I wasn't.
It was the first time we had parents on our podcast. And it was a good show. You should go look it up in the archives.
I would never have my mother on the show.
No, me neither. But Rory's brave. That's why I'm surprised he left.
I'm going to want to watch that now.
So
we really
the,
shook him today. No, we're a bunch of dicks.
I apologize if it's what I said, because no, I didn't. That's not what I meant at all. No. I was just saying, I was like, man, I can't believe you guys
I guarantee you, Rory's just having a bad day.
Yeah.
We're all some days
here.
You don't feel like
it's
podcasting.
A safe place.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
True.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel like podcasting, you should just get up and fucking drive home and have a good time. And, you know,
yep.
It's all good.
Yeah. Well, we're all friends. We've been doing this almost 8 years, man.
Rory knows
we're going to be all right.
You're allowed, like 8 years, you're allowed to walk the fuck out once in a while.
No, last time somebody walked out mentally, it was me. So
can I ask a favor?
Yeah.
So for all my old seasoned friends, Amanda's never played a game on the show. Can we play a game or something?
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like we should.
Let's try to fit one more song in, and then we'll play the game, and then maybe one more song
after that. Love it. Love it.
Perfect.
Yeah, we can do something like that.
Ryan hasn't played the game either.
Let's get this tempo.
Should we play
girl against boy?
Amanda and we'll Ryan, since you and Dave have done it, and you guys can ask questions too.
Yeah.
Then everybody gets one big question, and everybody gets one rapid fire. Those are the rules. We'll get back to it after this song by Ryan James.
I'll play one that has a positive message.
We love you, Rory!
Yeah!
Fire in my belly growing cold. At night I feel the pains are growing old. My choices are too far from being bold. A life less romantic than once told. Fickle man, I've changed from day to day. The heck I get from things I see and take. Fabricate the sail to ride the winds of change. In your heart it keeps those fears at bay. And the bad defines the good. And the ups create the downs. The night brings out the day. There's something to die for. You got nothing to live for. So search the wrong and find the right. Hey! Your virtues go to hide. Honestly, self-honesty has died. Hunker down and live the true and try. Have a heart or too hard to fight. Fill with righteous strength these empty streets. Fight with everything you try to be. Still life too sweet for you to keep. It's worth the time in between the weeds. Bad defines the good. The ups create the downs. The night brings out the day. There's something to die for. You got nothing to live for. So search the wrong and find the right. Day. There's something to die for. You got nothing to live for. So search the wrong and find the right. Something good's around the bend. It's coming. Something good's around the bend. It's building. Something good. It's something good. Something good's around the bend.
Fuck yeah.
Right.
Nice. I like that.
We got something good around the bend.
Yeah. That's right. Hit the music, Rick.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Riku. That's right. It's time for the worst little quiz. This week, Amanda versus Ryan. We're going to see who gets the most points. And everyone else is going to ask a question, a major question. And then everybody's going to ask a rapid-fire question, which you must. You get more points the faster you answer it.
Yeah.
I think I'll start this week with a Rory Dow question. His famous, if you're trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first? Your brother, your mother, or your lover? Ryan.
Oh, Jesus. Ah, my brother had cancer when he was a child, so he has it hard enough. I couldn't imagine eating I guess I eat my wife all the time, so.
Yeah! Yeah. Sexual.
Thanks for joining the show.
Amanda.
I'm going to say my brother, because that fucker lives in Hawaii, so fuck that guy. And and that's easy, because my lover's the only one who's going to listen to this podcast. Oh. So love you, baby.
Nice.
All right. I'm next. Which village person would you be if you could be a village person?
Indian, hands down. I love the headdress.
There's one with suspenders, right?
That's a fireman. Yeah.
Well, I guess biker. I already have the suspenders thing going. So whichever one had that. All right, I could rock chaps.
Suspenders.
Well, but chaps, they're chaps? Assless. So I could do that.
I don't know about suspenders.
I think the firefighter
Rick,
has suspenders.
This is your wheelhouse.
I just know I can't pull off assless
I'm
chaps.
I'm picturing it now, and I don't think it's right.
There's no suspender guy.
Yeah. Damn it.
Oh.
No. So you have,
village
what is
people.
It?
There's a car.
I'll go with the biker. Why not?
Biker.
Yeah. Nice.
They got a biker and an Indian. Okay. Ashley.
I just think I can pull off the headdress.
Or is it Rick?
Well.
That's Ashley.
Okay.
We'll do the room first and then those guys.
What is your favorite 80s movie?
Good one.
Oh, I'll think of it when she answers.
I'm gonna go with Honestly Pretty in Pink.
Not bad.
Just because Ducky and the cost, like the whole thing, it's like girl from the wrong side of the tracks, and it's just hard for her.
Weird Science.
Yeah.
No.
Weird Science.
That's actually.
Yeah.
Fuck. So John Hughes for the win on both.
Yeah, exactly. It's just John Hughes.
Yeah, he tied.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's the only one that made movies in the 80s, right?
Right.
He made all the good ones.
I think good ones. The ones that matter.
You guys did tie.
It was like him and Robert Downey Jr.
80s movies.
Right.
Excellent answers, both of you. Chewbacca.
What do you think is the sketchiest 7-Eleven in the Reno Sports area?
That's local question.
Grove Street.
I have
Grove Street.
Grove Street, because I used to live up the street from there.
Oh yeah, that's a sketchy. I wouldn't even go there.
That's
really.
I've never been to one that I know of while conscious. So I don't know.
All right.
Grove is
I'm
strong,
a, I'm a South Renoite where
the
I'm below the mountain.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them.
I've never been to one.
What's
a
sketch?
I'm in the rich neighborhood. Like, we don't have 7-Elevens. I got the nice Raley's.
Is it Second and Wells?
Shut up, Raley's?
Second and Wells is
some money. You know my answer is legit when I was able to shout out Grove Street in like 20 seconds because I was like, I know exactly where
it is. Behind the 7-Eleven, those shitty apartments.
Chaney and Wells, I think, is even
you know where the chocolate walrus is?
Do you? I think Second and Wells is worse.
The chocolate walrus
used
to be on Grove. I lived above it.
Grove Street. It's like the Sutro and Audi one's pretty bad too.
Yeah, that one's
That's a good one.
So,
excellent question, Rick. Your question.
Okay, when you're using the internet to masturbate, what is the likely search term that you would search in your keyword search?
Mm. I can't give you the truth on that one.
No, come on. That's how you win this,
baby goat.
Oh. That's super gross, and I don't believe you.
Right, that's a funny answer.
Thank you.
We want the real answer.
I'm so upset by that.
I'll just
You're Dave.
I'll go with cuckold.
There you go. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a real answer.
Some shame in there. Yeah. Awesome, man.
Fuck yeah.
I love
some
it.
Shame, but the dude doesn't look that shameful.
No, not him. I'm in the person being cuckold.
No. Well, that's what I'm talking about, too.
Really?
Well, he doesn't ever look ashamed of himself while he's sitting in the corner beating off, does he?
I don't know. I wouldn't watch those too much. But
neither do I, but that's what I could imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Good point. Good point. Dave, Richard, do you have a question?
Fucking Dave. <He's>
It took him Dave 20 minutes recovering. To get to the mic.
I'm still cuckled. mine's a two-parter.
Okay.
So sunrise or sunset, and would it change your answer if you were wearing vibrating underwear?
Well, wow. Sunrise is better for photography, and I'm a photographer, so I'm going to give a really boring answer and just say sunrise. And the vibrating underwear, I'm wearing that anyways, so it doesn't matter.
Nice.
I'm going to go with sunset just because I'm not a fucking morning person.
Nice. Yeah, and vibrating easy underwear answer. Might be a nice thing to relax you after
yeah,
a hard
that's
day.
That's true. Give you right. a good massage.
Release.
The
right.
yeah.
And then you
but
sleep.
It could wake you up in the creepy. Morning. If you're maybe the reason you're tired
only,
in the morning is you're not
if you're the only one
anyway.
Who knows
I mean,
about
it could be, but
creepy.
I do love those sherbert colors like a, and those get like me off, plug. So who needs the vibrator underwear?
Word.
Sherbert.
Oh, boy. All right. Rapid fire. Here we go.
Wait. Did everybody get one?
Yeah, everybody got one.
Wait, does Riku get one?
Riku, do you have a question?
Yeah, who goes first? Who goes next?
All right, let's give it to Ryan.
Ryan first.
What is the age and circumstance of your deflowering, ma'am?
Oh, sophomore year in high school, homecoming.
What were you in a house player. Or an apartment?
It was in my friend's attic.
What school did you go to?
So wholesome.
Ponderosa High School.
In a fucking attic?
What was her name?
Well, it was like a converted. No, it was a converted attic, but it was like the cool hangout spot.
It's a
high school
loft.
I'm totally, picturing something
loft.
Out of Scooby-Doo, right?
But it was a creepy haunted attic. So.
Fuck yeah.
And was there a follow-up visit with that person?
I think so. Yeah. I don't remember,
in
man.
In the band.
So it wasn't rememberable?
Was 20 years
it was
ago.
Just, it was so quick.
Did
I don't
you just
really
say rememberable?
Rememberable?
Hey, I've been drinking too, so shut up. Amanda.
That would be a Motel 6 in the Oasis that is Visalia, California.
Oh,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Age? Sad to say that I was 23.
That's not sad. No. That's sweet.
No, but it's sad that it was in a Motel 6 in fucking Visalia, California.
Was there a follow-up date?
That was my relationship at the time, and it did not end well.
After the first time?
Pretty unromantic city.
Wow.
We went to go meet his family, and we were supposed to stay with them, and there was, like, an issue, and so he, like, angrily bought a room at the Motel 6 and then just, like...
And got laid.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
And I was just like, okay.
Were you a church-going person back then? Like,
back then, yes.
Yeah, like totally. So you're saving your virginity
we
for
went
marriage.
To meet his family,
I hadn't.
I
lost that
thing.
Moment of like I wasn't gonna wait.
Yeah.
Like fuck it, it's Visalia.
I was like, how am I gonna top Visalia, right?
Yeah. I'm never gonna come back to Visalia. I might as well make it memorable.
Yeah. All right, I love that.
What's the creepiest Motel 6 in town?
Did we do this?
No.
Yeah,
you don't get to ask,
more,
get questions.
To ask
any
more questions.
You only get a rapid fire, and it's not your turn.
Shut down.
Sorry.
My rapid fire, right. Here we go, rapid fire. Everybody answered Riku's question.
Rapid fire is the same speed.
Riku, did you have a rapid fire?
Oh, I bet she does.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Oh, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh, my wife hates ginger, so gay, I guess.
I just think I'd look really good with red hair. Mm. Like,
my wife
would. Yeah.
My,
I have no soul, though.
My wife would stay with me if I'm both. Gay, but not if
I don't
I'm
have
ginger.
One anyways. Yeah. And I don't have a soul anyways, Kim. It's
oh, cool.
Cool.
You're fine.
I let it go years. Back in Visalia, I let it go.
Okay, so Ryan went there.
You left it in that Motel 6.
I left it there.
Oh, Rory, you're missing it, man.
It's
this
okay.
is a good one.
He had places fine. To be.
That's yep. true. That's true. Probably had. He's like, I could be with my baby. Fuck you guys.
All
right. You guys are a bunch of dicks. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm all about drinking pee.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There you go, Rory.
Hopefully that's not what he's
is
doing
it me?
Right now.
It's me. Smash Mouth or Smashed in the Mouth? Would you rather be beaten up or listen to Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth is great. I love Smash Mouth. Fuck that.
That's a good question, though.
funny.
I'm going to go opposite just because it's fun. And fuck those guys.
Get smashed in the mouth. Dude, I'm going to take a punch instead of watching Smash Mouth.
I don't fucking care.
I love Smash Mouth.
I don't think I got
the problem is, if you get punched.
High school.
If I got punched, somebody would say, hey, now, you're an all-star. And then just like,
I got it.
You got
it
rapid fire?
I got it.
Okay.
Would you rather be super drunk on triple sec or hang out with 15, 16-year-olds drunk on triple sec?
Triple sec. What gender?
Yeah. I said female.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I did female.
Wait, I got one. I got one. It's quick.
I'd rather be shit-faced.
Dave doesn't answer. Play
okay,
right.
You'd rather get shit-faced on the triple sec.
I would rather than hang out. I've gotten to that age now where I'm like, I can't right
actually,
now.
I can't.
Fuck yeah.
We just went to dinner with a bartender from college, and the whole time I was like, who is this girl? Like, she was trying to commute. I was like, no.
Yeah, it depends on the 15 girls.
Well, now I can't reel that back because I said something creepy, but I actually I've always wanted a daughter, and I worked with youth centers all the time, so I actually love hanging out with them. But then I said something creepy at the beginning of it, so now it has
fucked up my
volunteer ever again.
Yeah. Well, no. We won't let them know about this, and I promise you they don't listen.
We'll be lucky if this episode makes it to air.
Right.
All right. So Ashley had your rapid fire. Do you have your rapid fire?
Yes, I got a three-parter. Bradley, Drendel, or Janae?
Drendel.
Well, Janae's going to have the most,
I guess.
She has the most, that person, that Janae is the most approved because it's at the end. So.
All right, yep.
I like Drendel because he's bookended.
Drendel's pretty rad. Nobody ever picked Bradley because he's a punk ass.
Bradley.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm sure Bradley's fine.
Bradley.
That was an excellent question, man. Rick, do you have a rapid fire?
Yes. I would like to know, circumcised or not?
Yeah, circumcised. Well, one of what?
Like, not.
What do I prefer or what I am?
Well, for men, I typically want to know what you are.
Well, I think both.
And for women, I want to know what you prefer.
What I prefer and what I am, I both circumcised.
Okay.
Clearly not gay. All gay men want what they don't have.
Oh, okay.
And all gay men are cut?
No.
No. A cut gay man loves uncut dick, and an uncut gay man loves cut dick.
Wow. Oh.
It's always what they don't have is what they want to play with.
Mutilation or not.
That's kind of a stereotype.
So yeah, what Rick said.
Totally stop stereotyping gays.
I guarantee you, though, it's 100% true for all of them.
Amanda, what was your
answer? That's my final answer, what Rick said. What Rick said, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you like what you don't have?
Yeah, I do.
Wait, what?
So he said cut, he said uncut. All right, Ricky, got your answers.
Fuck yeah.
Mine's going to be friendly. Okay. And it's the old, it might be a two-parter, it depends on your answers. Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, fuck. Oh.
I like that, it's hard for him.
Only one.
Well, I probably.
Yeah, you can't have in a universe with one would not exist without the other.
No, I know. Once I started out, Beatles, but now I play so much more Elvis style. Well, the fat Elvis or young? I mean, they just
it doesn't matter, bro.
That's
already fucked up.
All right, I'm already dead. I'll go Beatles. Beatles.
You gotta take the fat Amanda? Elvis with the skinny Elvis.
I was gonna say Beatles actually because there's more of them to love.
Fuck you. Guys.
I mean, until you get to fat Elvis, then there's more of him to love.
Very good. Okay, so Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Wars. Yeah.
Star Trek, but it's got to be Next Generation.
Okay. Yeah. Then I don't have a further question for you.
New Star Wars, I didn't take into account the new Star Wars. Fuck. The new Star Wars is bullshit.
They are kind of bullshit, yeah.
And the new Star Trek is awesome.
I like them too.
I'm not a hater.
All right, well,
I like
I'm
the Star
the
Wars.
Right.
I'm not against it. I just got a boner for Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh, who doesn't?
Right?
Wait,
let's wrap this shit up. It's
I have a rapid fire. Does Dave Richards have his dick up his own ass right now?
This'll do good. I was still thinking
is that
about
part of the quiz?
Yes.
Wait, rapid fire was cockle-doodle-doo or cockle-doodle-doo-doo?
All right, I'm tallied up the scores.
I think he gets a lot of points for the wife comment.
It's very, very close.
So close. Fuck, it's so
but he's
close.
Never been to a 7-Eleven in his life.
That's true.
But you know what the problem with Ryan was? He didn't answer his rapid fire rapidly.
No, I did not. But that's the most recent memory.
I'm giving it to Amanda.
Sorry,
Ryan. Right.
Fair enough.
You were close, though, man. It was fucking right there.
Fair enough.
You guys were very excellent answers. All right, so that's the quiz for this week, and we want Ryan to play us one more song, and we're going to say goodbye. What are we doing this weekend? What's going on?
Well, we've got Ryan's show, Friday the 13th at West Street Market, which we've talked about a couple of times, and all of those details will be on the blog.
And that's with the full band.
That's with a lot of people.
All the people you dropped earlier.
It's like an all-star band.
Yeah, and we've got Rolling on the River this weekend with Silver and Scott Pemberton Band.
Very cool.
Lots of other stuff that will be on the blog, so check it out. And I'll add links to all of your social medias, Ryan.
Very good, very good.
I will add links to all of the play's social medias and event invite.
I want you to add Lazy Universe's record release show at Jub Jub's on the 21st with 110 Dooley, who are also released their record.
Nice.
Which I'm in both bands, so please put that on the blog. And that's Stacy Toll from Gunshot Liquor's new project, so everybody should come check that out.
Yeah, definitely. We love Stacy on this show.
Yeah.
She's rad.
And then I get to do a little tour and go to Sacramento with them the following weekend. It's like a couple weekends with Lazy Universe. They're like we just had our baby, right? But I only get to see the baby on the weekends, man.
No.
Like, I'm already a surrogate. I'm like,
at least you get to see him on the weekends.
Have fun, baby, in Portland. Right. You know.
It's not like once a year or something.
Yeah. No. And especially now that we have the record, I think they might want to go out and do some dates here and there, and that might happen. That's so that's really kind of cool.
And you guys, just the play, anything you guys want to
The play about a dick? About? No, it's playing. Check out our website, goodluckmacbeththeater.com, and our Facebook page. We play until the 21st.
Rad.
Of July.
Yeah, I can't wait to go see it. And Artist Night's on Wednesday.
So yeah.
Yes.
Very
definitely
good.
Definitely check that out.
People like it.
People like it.
Did you
want
to...
Well, there's something I wanted to talk about. In the past, I suggested that the people that live in the trailer park behind the cheesesteak place on Kitsky should spay and neuter their cats, and I went through there recently, and they seem to have cleaned it up because I didn't see one fucking cat there.
Well, props to them. Props to them.
Dude, and thanks for listening.
Bob Barker, thanks you.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, this is a slow clap moment.
That's good, good, good. Yeah. All right, well, with that, I think we're going to say for the Reverend Rory Dowd, who I honestly respect, and I'm sorry you got felt
love you, Rory.
Disrespected.
And also, I want to apologize to Bradley, who I called a punk ass bitch, and that's not the case. He's actually a good man.
I don't think he'll listen.
To be funny.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen. It's fine.
Don't sue me.
But if he does,
don't sue me.
Listen,
he could sue you. That's the thing.
Everyone who was offended by this show today, I just want to apologize. We're the worst little podcast. We'll come back with less dickiness next week. We want to leave you. Ryan, did you want to do a song out, or should we just call it a day?
Oh, I guess it's up to you guys.
We're doing a song.
It's up to you, man. You want to do a song?
Yeah.
All right. Ryan's going to play us a song out. So for Ryan, for Good Luck Macbeth, for a play about a dick, for Chewbacca, for Kala Kim, and for Dogwater Dick. I'm
back.
Nick Ramirez saying, thank you for listening. Life is short. We love you. Rock it.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Keep waiting on the chain. Keep waiting on the light. Nobody's at the light switch. Just wait for it to flash. Keep waiting on the light. Time's been waiting on the right. Nobody's in control here. Just some fools wasting their time. Time to go finding your right. Go and take it right, it's time. Time to go find in your right. Go and take it right, it's time.